Hello and welcome to the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. My name is Peter Bean, and I'll be your host. In this episode of the podcast, we speak to Rob Zestristi, the first overall Canadian drafted in the 2013 draft and holder of the number one spot on our 2013 list before the draft. Rob was drafted 41st overall by the Chicago Cubs in the second round. Rob Zestristi signed with the Cubs for $1.1 million and was the highest drafted Canadian since Jameson Taillon was drafted second overall in 2010. Before the draft, Rob ranked 76th on Baseball America's Top 250 combined list and 81st on Perfect Game's Top 500 combined list. In the interview, Rob talks about his childhood and growing up with baseball. He also talks about his draft experience and signing with the Cubs, as well as his first year in the Cubs organization. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get to that interview right now.
All right, thanks for being here, Rob.
Oh, it's no problem. It's my pleasure.
All right, now the first thing I wanted to ask you is when you started playing baseball. How old were you?
I believe I was around 6 years old, and my dad asked me if I wanted to play, and I was kind of shy, and my brother had gotten into it, so I'd gone to his practices, and he convinced me to play because he said he'd coach me, and I was absolutely excited for him to coach me. So we started playing T-ball, and ever since, it's been my favorite sport.
Now, did you play any other sports growing up?
I played basketball a lot. I played football 1 year, but I didn't like the contact. Then I played soccer. I was really good at soccer. I was okay at basketball, but I just didn't like have the love of the game like I did for baseball.
When did you ultimately choose baseball as your definitive sport that you were going to go after?
The time I quit all the other sports was sophomore year of high school. I tried to play basketball, and I made JV as a freshman. I just wasn't good enough, and I didn't feel like I had a future in it. And my dad always told me, just if you're going to play a sport, you got to give it your all. Like, you can't half effort and three sports, but you can full effort one sport. So right during my sophomore year, I quit all my other sports and I played baseball, just strictly baseball, for the next 3 years.
All right, now back to your childhood. When did you leave Canada and where did you end up growing up?
It was just after my first birthday, and my family packed up and moved to Corpus Christi, Texas. And we actually moved right on the coast, so we lived in a condo on the beach. And we lived there until I was about 8. And then we moved into Cal Allen, which is a suburb of Corpus Christi, and we've lived there ever since, until I went to college in University of Missouri.
Now, I saw your Twitter page during the draft. You're an Oilers fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a big Oilers fan. My parents had season tickets, I'm thinking it was 15 years while they were there, and then they decided to move, so I didn't get to enjoy any games. But we got back, and I watched two against the Dallas Stars, but at that point in my life, I was a Dallas Star fan.
Do you get back to Edmonton, Calgary often?
I think the last time I went, I was a sophomore in college, and we went for about 3 weeks during my Christmas break. And it was the only time I'd ever been there when I was actually old enough to remember and interact with people intelligently. So that was a good trip. We get back usually once every 2 or 3 years, but since I've been so busy with baseball, I haven't been able to get back.
Back to baseball, who was the most influential person in your baseball life growing up?
It had to be my dad. He was the perfect amount of coach and father, so it worked out. And when he realized I was getting too old for him to teach me, because he never played baseball growing up, he kind of just let me go. And I think that was the best thing for him, because he taught me the basics and everything, and then he didn't try and stick around and coach me while I was 13, 14 or anything. He passed me off to some specialist coaches, so it was really good. And he taught me the mental side of the game and how to be tough and all of that, and I feel like that's an advantage for me growing up.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
Craig Biggio, definitely. I used to stand in front of the TV with a little small bat you get at Astro games, and I would, every time he came up to bat, I'd stand up and I'd try and take his at bat for him, so I'd swing at pitches and stuff, and I don't know, he just played the game the right way, and he always played it hard, and it was just kind of like the definition of like a dirtbag. Like, he was always dirty, his helmet, he was diving everywhere, he was playing the game hard, and I loved watching him for it.
Across all levels of baseball that you've played, what was your best individual moment?
There's a couple. Individually, it'd be probably in high school. I mean, I had the best stats there or whatever, and I pitched us into the state championship game, and I wanted us to win that pretty badly. But I think my favorite moment in baseball would be the Big 12 championship game that we won, because it was an absolute team effort. I started, and I think I went 4 2/3 or 5 innings, and then we went into extras, and there was almost everyone on the team pitched, and it was just an amazing feeling knowing that we earned that as a team, and it wasn't one single person's effort. We scored 10 runs that game, too.
I want to ask about your pitch arsenal. What's your best pitch and why?
My best pitch is my fastball, and I think it is because I use it as like 3 or 4 pitches. My dad, again, he was the biggest influence on me because he said I couldn't throw a breaking ball until I was around 13 and my body could handle it. And so he said I could have different pitches, though. I could have a fastball that I throw as hard as I can, which is an A fastball. I have a fastball in which I take some miles per hour off, which is a B fastball. I have a fastball inside, a fastball outside, a fastball high, and a fastball low. And so those are my 5 or 6 pitches I have.
Now, what about what you're working on? What was your target for improvement this past year?
At Missouri, I was working on being more directional, which means just stepping directly towards the plate instead of going across my body. And that helps with command and off-speed command and everything. And so I got pretty good at that at Missouri. And then right before I got to pro ball, it kind of got a little bit more off again. I don't know why, but I was stepping across my body a little bit more. So I had to readjust and learn again. So I did all the drills that my coach at Missouri taught me, and it got me back. I even sent him video, and he told me that I was lifting my lifting leg toe up, and my elbow was going up, which was causing me to drift across my body. So we worked on that. Ron Vallone and Rosie, our coach in Boise, had a really good did a really good job helping me get back directional, and that led to my success at Kane County.
All right, I want to talk about the draft. You're the first Canadian drafted this year by the Cubs. And I wanted to ask, was that a surprise, being picked by the Cubs?
It really was. I had a little draft board, and my mom went all out, and she got, like, a bunch of stickers, and whatever team picked me, she was going to put up there and, like, hang in my room. And she had all the teams that were supposed to pick me. There was about 8 or 9, and none of them were Cubs. And I didn't realize that until I came back from I just got back a week ago, and I looked at the board that she had hung in my room, and there were a bunch of teams that weren't the Cubs that were supposed to pick me, and then she had to go run and find a Cubs sticker because we didn't have one.
Who had the most interest before the draft? Like, who were the top teams on that board?
I think it was the Yankees. They came and visited me multiple times. The Blue Jays, they visited me twice. And then a bunch of other teams called me, like the Astros I went and visited, and I was fairly sure I was going to them. And then the other team was the Royals if I fell back. And then the Red Sox said they had me at 45. So it was all them. I never expected to be a Cub, but I think it was the best thing that possibly could have happened. There's a lot of good pitching coaches in this organization. And honestly, it's a great thing to be a part of because everyone's working hard to win a championship. And like, it's very motivating. It really is.
I would think it's pretty exciting to think that you could be a part one day of the first championship coming back to the Cubs. I think anyone who would play for them would just be thrilled to be a part of that. I know it's cliche, but I want to ask about the moment that you heard your name called. What was all that like?
I can still remember it, like the actual visualization of it, because I got a text, and I remember looking at my phone, and it was my advisor/agent, and he said, Cubs 41. And I didn't know what that meant because he just called me and said, Blue Jays 49, for sure, they're taking you. We're going to tell everyone else no. And I was like, okay. So I was waiting for that 49. And then he said, Cubs 41, period. And so I looked up, and I didn't know when they were picking or what that all meant. And then Kerry Wood introduced himself and then picked me. And I looked at my dad, and he stood up, and I gave him a hug. And I don't know, it felt like everything all came together for that one moment. Everything was just perfect for that moment. And then it became chaos. My phone rang 1,000 times, and my dad was getting called by everyone. My mom was getting called by all her friends. I was getting called. So I didn't even talk to my parents after that moment for about 2 hours.
That's great. Your parents are Blue Jays fans, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
That must have been crazy, Blue Jays and then Cubs, and that's awesome. That's the best story I've heard, by the way. By far the best draft day story.
Good.
Well, now, working with the Cubs after the draft, what were the negotiations like?
We came to an agreement, and I'd always told them that if they treated me fairly at all, I was going to sign that day if possible, because I'm not one to hold out and try and get more money. I mean, I play the game for the game, and the sooner I can get up there and play, I'd be the better. So they came to an agreement before they drafted me, and they held to it, and I signed as soon as they offered me the paper, because they treated me fairly, and I kept my word.
Now, where did you go first after signing?
I went to Mesa, Arizona for spring training. And well, not spring training. It was like extended spring training into rookie ball. So I was there for the end of extended spring training and then the start of rookie ball. And I didn't play in a game there, but I watched a bunch and I got to see some competition. There was a lot of talent there. And they sent me to Boise, and I stayed in Boise for, I think it was 12 or 13 innings. And then they sent me to Kane County, which I'm very appreciative of, because that was such a great time getting to meet all the Chicago fans, because it's so close to Chicago. And it was unbelievable. I mean, we were losing a bunch of games at that point, and they still were bringing in a bunch of fans, and everyone was still playing hard. And like, usually a team that far down, under 500, they've given up, but there was no feeling of giving up. Like, we got on a win streak, and the fans kept coming, and it was just unbelievable to be a part of a program that was still fighting for that last breath, you know?
That day that we were supposed to have our interview and you were catching a plane, what happened that day? Where were you going?
I was going to Kane County that day, and I had found out it was 5 hours earlier. They gave me a call, and they're like, hey, you're going to Kane County. And I was like, great, when? And they're like, in about 6 hours. I was like, oh, no. So they rushed me to the airport, and I jumped on a plane. I made it there for that day's game. But, yeah, it was pretty hectic. The same thing happened with Boise. We got done in a game in Arizona about 11 o'clock, and the manager called me in and said, hey, you're going to Boise tomorrow at 5. I was like, oh, geez, okay. So I packed up all my stuff, and I got on a plane.
It never slows down, eh?
No.
Now, I wanted to ask you about player development and the conversations that you've had with the Cubs people. Well, what are some of the things that they're talking to you about your development and your roadmap with the organization?
They haven't told me much. They said just do what you do, and that's why we picked you. And I think the reason they picked me is because they need a strike-throwing lefty, and I don't know. I can throw my off-speed for a strike. And the thing that I am hoping they noticed was how aggressive I am on the mound. I try and get the game going. I try to attack hitters, and I make the game happen instead of, like, letting the game happen. And so I just like how aggressive I am, and I'm not going to stop that. And I'm hoping that that's why they want me, and that they use that to their advantage. And I'm hoping that I can contribute in any way at the next level.
Now, you're done for the year. You're in the off season now, right?
Yeah, I'm back in Corpus. I'm going to Missouri. I'm going to work out for 2 weeks and throw, and then I'm going to Instructs for a month. And that's also in Mesa, Arizona. So I'll be back there, and I think on the 15th or 16th.
And what about next season? Any idea what's in store for you?
No idea. I know potentially I could maybe go to high A. I could redo low A. And so I'm just going to go in there with the best attitude, and I'm going to pretty much work my butt off until they realize that they have to move me up, because, I mean, they don't have to, but I want them to know that I'm ready for the higher levels, and I'm going to show them during spring training that I'm here to move up and help the team out in any way possible.
I want to ask you about the difference between college ball and pro ball. Is there anything that stands out that's different about both of those experiences?
College baseball and low A were a lot more similar than I would have thought. I'd heard SEC baseball was equivalent to double A, and I didn't really believe it, but it's equivalent to low A, and not a lot of guys chase pitches, and at the lower levels in pro ball, there's a lot of chasers, and you can get away with some pitches, But in the SEC, I know if you were in the heart of the lineup and you hung a pitch, that ball wasn't going to be in the yard for much longer. So it's almost equivalent to college of what I've seen right now. And it's a lot like the Big 12 was my freshman sophomore year. There's a good heart of the lineup, a good start of the lineup, but the end of the lineup kind of falls off. And from what I heard is in the higher levels, there's no fall off. It's all good. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a really good challenge.
What advice would you give to a student who's starting high school and wants to do what you've done and get drafted and play pro ball?
The advice would be soak in everything you hear and pick your program. Like, everyone's going to tell you a different thing, and instead of just immediately dismissing it, maybe try it for a little bit, see if you like it, because I know I took a lot from my high school coach. I took a whole lot from my college coach, and now I'm taking things in from two or three new professional coaches, so it's really great. I mean, you just got to soak it all in and, like, work on it. I mean, give it a try. People know a lot more than you'd think, especially your coaches, so learn from them, and it's just a lot of hard work. If you think it's tedious and everything, then you're probably doing the right thing, because you got to put in a lot more work than you think.
All right, I got one more question for you. If asked, would you ever pitch for Canada at the World Baseball Classic?
Absolutely. It'd be a dream come true to pitch there. I know my parents would love it too. So if they ever did ask me, I would be 100% more than happy to pitch for them and try and help them win something.
All right, well, thanks for doing this, Rob. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem at all. I appreciate you calling me.
And that's it for today's episode of the podcast. I'd like to thank Rob Zestrisny for joining me for today's episode. I'd also like to thank Effective Business Video for the production and the Isotopes for their music. If you have any feedback on the show or would like to contribute, please email me at peter.bean@canadianbaseballnetwork.com. Thanks for listening to the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. This is Peter Bean, signing off.